about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the gentleman who picked up President Obama. And I'm worried about a ruptured disc. Am I the only one that's worried about that? You heard about that. There's a pizza parlor owner. Scott Van Duzer's Big Apple Pizza in Fort Pierce, Florida. I guess President Obama came in. I don't know if he went in to eat pizza. Remember when President Clinton went to a McDonald's and everybody had a problem with that? Nobody has a problem with President Obama going in for a pizza. Anyway, I guess the owner, comes up to him, hugs him, and then lifts him up. Now, I think President Obama weighs about 180 pounds. And I saw the way Mr. Van Duzer lifted him. I did not see appropriate knee bending. In fact, I don't think 180 pounds is an appropriate weight to be lifting on a middle-aged back. Now, if Mr. Duzer blew a disc, subluxed, herniated, anything, can he sue Mr. President? Can he? I think he can, honestly. I mean, look, we got Dr. Sue and everything now. That would be very interesting. Now, I know what everybody would say is, oh, it's Mr. President. He didn't want to be lifted up. You weren't supposed to do that. You actually accosted him and assaulted him. So, you know, but I technically, in this world, I would not be surprised. Here's the problem. Mr. Duzer likes President Obama. So even if he did hurt his back, he probably would be like, oh, that's okay. I'll just, you know, take the disc out and I'll frame it. From what I understand, his pizza parlor has got a lot of nasty emails now. Scott Van Duzer's Big Apple Pizza. Apparently people are pretty mad at him because he's showing that he's pro-Obama. How do you do that? How do you own a business and try to keep your political affiliation to yourself? I was always told by my family, you never talk politics, never expose it. Never talk politics. Yep, I listened to them on that one. Honestly, for my business, it helped. It did. When patients come into my office, they do, however, get mad at the TV station that could be on. Now, I let you know, the patients put on sports. I let them switch a channel to CNN or Fox or whatever. But I guess at one point, MSNBC was on my TV. I had no idea. I had no idea. I'm in the backseat patients. And one of my patients said, oh, MSNBC, what are you trying to do here? And he wasn't too familiar with my show. And I'm like, I'm not trying to, you know, what's the word for it when you're trying to proselytize or you're trying to, you know, sway people. I'm like, I don't know. Somebody wanted MSNBC. So I think we're just going to put it on the cooking channel like most people do. But for me, luckily, it hasn't hurt because of what I do. We're very busy because people listen to the radio and I guess they want to see if I really know what I pretend to know. But for the most part, you know, how do you do that? You know, I mean, this guy now, he is getting destroyed online by how much his pizza stinks, blah, 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 because of people that don't like him. But does his pizza really stink, or is it because of his political affiliation? Same thing. You know, when you read doctors' criticisms, you'll hear things left and right. Are we getting criticized because how we feel? You know, about Obamacare. So, for me, it's a moot point. I'm, you know, open. Everybody knows how I feel. I'm conservative. I'm proud of it. But, and I'm definitely not going to blow a disc. If President Obama walked into my place of business, I would say hi. I'd tell him that I thought, you know, he really needed to quit. You know, I would not lift him up. But I'm looking right now at Mr. Duzer. I mean, he's got President Obama. President Obama's pelvis is at Duzer's belly button, which means this Duzer guy, Van Duzer guy, is holding that center of gravity on his lower L4, L5. You see the sway in the back? This couldn't have been good. This could not have been good. I bet we have a disc herniation, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see liability coming out of this one. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, on this somber anniversary of September 11th. We're still seeing a variety of sources. Nobody can still agree on the number of victims. I sometimes see 2,983. I see 2,963. But for the most part, we lost close to 3,000 people that fateful day. Most of us remember what we were doing when we heard about it. You know, I was in an apartment with my little 1.5-year-old. My husband was walking the dog Sushi. His brother calls, talking about a bridge. And I'm like, look, I'm in the middle of the baby. I can't talk to you. Corey will be, go call Corey on his cell phone. Talk about the George Washington Bridge or whatever. I'm busy. Okay. So, and apparently my brother-in-law was trying to say that he was stuck on the bridge because they had closed all the traffic down. Meanwhile, I'm watching, you know, what's happening on TV, just horrified, going, okay, we're getting attacked. So then I call up one of my best friend whose kid's birthday is today. Luke's birthday is today. And she's like, all right, yeah, happy birthday. Birthday parties. I said, no, you got to watch the news. Forget about the birthday party right now. You got to watch the news. She's like, I can't. I'm planning the birthday party. I go, will you please watch the news? And because remember, for us, when it happened, it was already later in the day. And it was, I didn't know whether to go to work. I didn't know whether to take my kid to daycare. I didn't know what to do. And, you know, you start seeing the pictures and you just, it was probably one of the most horrific things we could have ever imagined. And then a few days later, when they're showing some of the pilots, many of you have already heard the story on TV, you know, on who had taken the United Airlines and the American Airlines plane, et cetera, and crashed them into the Pentagon and the World Trade Centers, I recognized one of the men right away. And I told my husband, I know him. I saw that guy in urgent care. And my husband's like, what are you talking about? I go, that clean cut guy, Mohammed Atta. I swear, I just saw him a few days ago at urgent care. And the news, of course, later came out that these men were in Las Vegas. I guess they went to a strip club. A couple of them got sick. One had sought medical attention. And my husband was like, what did he say? What was, and I just remembered him being very blunted, a blunted affect. He was cordial. He said, thank you. That was his last words to me. I think he was allergic to penicillin and I gave him a Z-Pack. I know, big mistake. I should have just, you know, give, who knew though? And I think it was just for a sore throat. And then when I saw that in the news, I decided to run, you know, to the urgent care where I had worked to pull the chart. By then the FBI had already confiscated everything, so I didn't get to see it. But this is something that I think it overwhelms us that something like this could have happened. And our hearts and prayers are with all those families, all those first responders who have suffered with this. When we get back from break, we are going to talk about the cancer related to the dust. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,732.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775.11, $887.55 for a half ounce, or $443.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,775.11, $887.55, and $443.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dial. So I guess the federal government has added 14 categories of cancer to the list of illnesses linked to the September 11th attacks, which will hopefully bring added coverage to rescue workers and people living near Ground Zero on September 11th, 2011. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health approved the additions to the list of illnesses. That's very interesting because BBC News was discussing 58 causes of cancer. According to this site, they're saying 14 causes of cancer. We do not have the list of all the different types of cancer. Now, we do know there's multiple illnesses they have offered to treat, respiratory illnesses, post-traumatic stress disorder, etc. There is a fund, from what I understand, like close to $3 billion that could be used to treat people. From what we understand, there had been people that died, and because this was not made a law, I think it's the Zadroga law, right? Many people have not been able to benefit from this. Now, the Zadroga Act was named after NYPD Detective James Zadroga, who died at age 34 after working at Ground Zero. So this was a law that was signed nearly 2 years ago. But the act did not cover cancer at the time because of a lack of scientific evidence leading cancer to Ground Zero toxins. Of course, it takes years. It takes years to see the relationship. But, you know, we were talking about this earlier in the year. There was some video footage that some, I don't want to say amateurs, they were news crews, but they didn't make the big media outlets. And before the towers crashed, you'd see people running. And, of course, there was still paint and debris and probably asbestos, and some of them were covered. And, you know, many of them did not want to talk to crews. I wouldn't blame them. They were in shock. You could see they could barely speak, and they just were stumbling around. Then the first trade center, or the first of the two towers, collapses. It collapses. You see everybody run, and you see the film crew run, all dust. All right, everybody's wiping dust off themselves. Then the film crew try to interview more people that have been coming out of the buildings. And these people are completely covered in dust. I mean, like a ghost with a sheet, completely covered. Again, many of them did not want to speak. They were just in shock. And then, of course, the second one happened. So, I mean, when you look at the debris, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if they're outside of their body, was completely covered in dust, those that were fortunate to survive, imagine what the inside lungs look like. And that's very difficult to relinquish and filter out, not to mention everything that got onto the pores and got absorbed that way. I mean, you know, there was coughing and difficulty breathing. And I think everybody was just in a state of what is going on, what's happening to us. So, you know, it's nice to know that the federal government is doing its what it can to offer compensation. Yes, there's always going to be people trying to take advantage of this, but for the most part, I mean, this is something that was unfathomed, unpredictable. Well, people are claiming that Bush knew, and we had the first World Trade Center attempt, but still, nobody would have ever thought this. I mean, you know, and still, we're still questioning how could the buildings, right, have fallen? How could the buildings not have withstood that? I mean, when I first saw them, I'm like, well, of course, you know, it's like a bomb. You know, you have an airplane coming at you at about, 600 miles per hour. I think they clocked one of the airplanes crash into one of the towers. Then you have the heat. Then you have the melting. But from what I remember, there were certain structural supports that got hit. From what I understand, they had to nail, unfortunately, I hate talking about it, but from an engineering standpoint, these pilots had to clip the corner. And clipping the corner was enough to cause that weakness, such that with the fire, with the heat, it would cause their fall. But many people are still debating how that could happen. Also, I think there was the seventh of the World Trade buildings. Was it number seven that later at 5:30 that night just crashed? Many people don't understand why that one just collapse. So there's still, it was World Trade Center number 7. Collapsed around 5:30 in the afternoon. Of course, later it was rebuilt, open for business. But a lot of questions on what happened engineering-wise. And I'm sure we're going to be seeing, many of those shows late, and those discussions later in the week. From what I understand, there was as little as 20 people pulled from the rubble. Just 20. We thought more people had been able to be pulled, but 20. Among those were the two Port Authority police officers who we saw in the movie World Trade Center. There was a woman pulled out from the North Tower where she was trapped on what was left of the fourth floor stairwell. She had climbed down from the 73rd floor from the North Tower, had stopped because of exhaustion and injury to a leg. There were other two firefighters with her. You know, you hear of the acts of, heroism and you see how people helped and how people, you know, came together and tried to survive this tragedy. And it just blows your mind that something like this could happen on our soil. And it makes you mad. It makes you really mad. You know, and the fact that people still want to hurt us, just, you know. So, should the government lower defense spending? Oh, heck to the no. Right. Should we still work to find who were the masterminds of this? Oh, yeah. I'm not convinced that it was just Osama. I'm not convinced at all. Remember, people are always trying to think of how to hurt us. Right? They want to. People do not like Americans. They don't. And it's not because of my show. Don't blame my show for that. No, people don't like Americans. And I'm a little nervous about how we're letting our guard down. I can't obviously disclose who I spoke with, but a gentleman in the military we're pretty close to was actually showing the same type of concern, how all the cuts that have been happening in the military and the people giving leave and, you know, being discharged is probably the wrong thing to do at this point in time. You know, remember, the world watches us. The world is always watching us. They're listening to us. They're you know, looking at the videos. They're watching the news. And, you know, we're being so blatantly obvious in our strategy and open about our policies. Yes, we need to decrease defense spending. Yeah, please announce that to the world. All right, really? Really? I mean, I'm surprised. I don't know what they're going to talk about during the debates. Of course, I'm very interested in all aspects. But it's going to be very interesting to see if they delineate out their plan for our national security. I'd love to see how much detail they go into. Of course, they don't go into overall detail. But if Obama makes a point that he is going to be cut back on spending to really scale down our military, all right, I would probably suggest the mute button, maybe. Maybe mute his microphone, please, just so we don't let the other countries know. All right, okay. I'm sure they're going to be watching. I bet they got lip readers. I bet they do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's go. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. All right. No, you know what? Let's wait. We're going to be coming up on break. All right, what else am I going to want to talk about today? Apparently, men and women cannot be friends. Another study has come out saying it's not going to work. Looks like Harry Met Sally had a lot more insight than we thought. And looks like many painkillers that are out there over the counter, if you had a heart attack once and you subsequently take these over-the-counter pain medicines, you could be putting yourself right at risk for a second heart attack. So we need to talk about those and how to be careful. Looks like now suicide and curbing suicide is a huge priority of the United States. I think it's a good priority. I think that's great. I still hope they work on their the economy. But I guess the Surgeon General now is the Surgeon General is back in the news. I know. I got to tell you, I may want to run for Surgeon General because it sure looks like an easy job. You know, you only have to kind of come out once a year to say something. But she apparently is now promoting the fight against suicide. So that's good. I'll support her in that. They're also saying that two mutations have been found in the swine flu virus that can make it deadly and cause the swine flu virus to affect people more than we ever thought. So we also have, I heard in the news, which I need to look up myself because I haven't. Well, the news goes on while I'm doing the show. I wish the news would just stop for 3 hours when I did my show. I guess there's a new Alzheimer's drug that is showing some super promise. So we need to talk about that. It has a funny name. It's always fun to talk about funny names. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, we are going to Alaska next year, going up the Inside Passage of the beautiful coastal Alaska. It is going to be a wonderful cruise. Go to the Dr. Dahlia Show website and sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. It's always a lot of fun. You learn a lot and you get a lot of goodies. Also, don't forget later when you're on Facebook to follow us on Facebook by searching the Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Twitter. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Dan, and I was diagnosed with low testosterone, and my doctor put me on testosterone injections, 200 milligram testosterone injections, one every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if there's any drawbacks from that, or if there's any bad side effects I need to know about.
No, great question. I mean, first and foremost, I would make sure that your doctor is keeping an eye on your PSA for the prostate. I think having low T and having your testosterone supplemented, if it is low, is paramount. And I think many men are underdiagnosed with testosterone deficiency. So I'm proud of you and your doctor for identifying that and treating it. However, if let's say you have a prostate that is destined to have prostate cancer, and obviously prostate cancer is very sensitive to testosterone, then I would want your PSAs watched closely. Your doctor should be watching your PSAs every 6 months while you're on testosterone therapy. And if we do see the PSA rise, cut back, evaluate the prostate. Sometimes you may gain some weight. Sometimes you could have changes in erectile issues. For the most part, they seem to improve with testosterone, believe it or not, but sometimes it could overimprove. Some men say that they'll get some pain in their arms and legs very rarely. Some will have, you could always, with any drug, have loss of appetite and, you know, issues with hair growth and acne, et cetera. Sometimes it could raise blood pressure a little bit. If your kidneys or liver were vulnerable, we may see some changes. Whenever I have a person on testosterone, I always check their liver status as well as their PSA and their kidneys. Very rarely, some people will actually lose sperm in their semen. Kind of odd. You'd think it would help. And then we always watch your clotting factors. Now, there have been some flirtations with the idea that testosterone not only could cause prostate cancer, but could cause liver cancer. Again, that's why always have your liver enzymes checked. But for the most part, it's safe. But because if you notice, that list was pretty drawn out of things that can happen taking testosterone. Don't take testosterone if you're not low. I have many people that go, "Doc, I want testosterone shots." And I actually stopped prescribing them in my office because we had too many people whose PSA started to rise. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather the urologist watch you. They have the different formulations, the gels, the shots. Why don't we do that? Because you're going to get mad at me if I start you and then stop you in a couple months. Let's have the urologist be the ones that spearhead that. So I stopped carrying testosterone. And I believe one time when we were robbed, somebody took the testosterone. And at that point, I'm like, you know what? To heck with it. All right. But, where was I going with that? You see, I started talking about a story, no, we aren't talking about Muhammad Atta. We're talking about, that's what happens. But when you look at the gambit of side effects that could occur with any treatment, you always want to think twice before you use it. So if you have normal, healthy testosterone levels and you just want a boost, I would probably say, maybe not. But if you're low normal, or off the chart low, absolutely. I think it would be extremely helpful. And anybody who's diabetic, by the way, should get their testosterone checked. Absolutely, especially men, get their testosterone checked. Okay. Well, with the liver cancer, why would I think it would cause liver cancer? The problem with the liver is it's so sensitive. It's so sensitive, right? Even with women in birth control, when we start to get, you know, lesions on our liver or spots, we immediately stop birth control. Sometimes the liver does not like these exogenous hormones, which we talk about. Endogenous are hormones that you make on the inside of the body. Exogenous come from the outside. And so the liver is very sensitive to many of these hormone formulations. Now, I believe taking the hormone in shot form is probably a little easier on the liver than in pill form. For the most part, we've stopped pill form in men because it just doesn't seem to absorb as well. Men do better with gel and injection, but it still goes through the liver. So it won't bypass the liver like many think. So my suggestion is before you get the testosterone shots, check your prostate, liver, kidneys. As you are going through treatment, get it checked again. Plus, look at the level that your testosterone rises. If you're getting the shots twice a month, which many people do, 1 to 200 milligrams of the cypropionate, testosterone, et cetera, I would, there's a chance you may only need once a month. So see how you go, and I would take as little as you need to get the job done. All right, great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so people who have suffered a heart attack may face a more odds of death or a subsequent heart attack if they're popping anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, naproxen, Celebrex. This is a study done by Danish researchers saying anti-inflammatories have no apparent safe treatment window among patients having a heart attack. Why do you think we give you Tylenol post-op? We don't usually give these anti-inflammatories. They say it's important to get the message out to clinicians that anti-inflammatories can be harmful. They say they looked at 100,000 people who had experienced a heart attack between 1997 and 2009. They found that 44% of these patients had filled at least one prescription for an anti-inflammatory. Compared to non-users, people who took the painkillers had a 59% risk of dying. These anti-inflammatories are the biggest thorn in us clinicians' side. Now, granted, when I get a headache, when I get cramps, I love reaching for the anti-inflammatories. Ibuprofen, Aleve, Advil, Celebrex, they're wonder drugs. I honestly, it's, you know, like, my headache's gone away, But, they're dangerous. And they're dangerous not by just that one pill. Sorry, I gotta take a quick drink. But they're dangerous. need to make my voice sound better. They're dangerous because of the accessibility and the ease at which you could take multiple. You know, if you really stop and think, you know, think to yourself, how often are you popping an Aleve or Advil? All right? You know, I had to ask myself that with Excedrin. I'm like, wait a second. How many Excedrin am I taking the weeks I get headaches? And I talked to my doctor about it, and then so she kind of changed my hormones around. Then, of course, I gained weight, but at least my headaches went away. But, you know, sometimes just stop and realize, well, I take one in the morning, and I don't take one until 8 hours later, and then I take one at night. But if you do that 3-4 times a week, that can really add up. Start messing with the liver, start messing with the kidneys, start messing with your stomach lining, and, of course, it can mess with your heart. You know, my grandfather used to play football, and that's when you played football without he had a very, like a leather helmet, you know, leatherheads, right? That's when they had hardly any sort of padding. So, of course, he was just ridden with pain and arthritis, and he had the gout, et cetera. So he was taking Buffarin and aspirin for years. Well, these medications eventually gave him a GI bleed where he was, you know, we found him one day and there was blood all over the bed. Once the GI bleed stopped, they later diagnosed him with heart failure. The heart, the pump just wasn't working as well. And anti-inflammatories are notorious for that. And I know some of you have asked me when I've discussed this before in emails, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, why are doctors telling us to take one aspirin a day? When we tell you to take one aspirin a day to protect the heart, it's usually a baby aspirin. And it's one aspirin a day. One. That's the key. We aren't telling you to pop 3 800-milligram tablets of ibuprofen. Okay? There, you know, and yes, there are side effects to an aspirin a day. You can have easy bleeding, absolutely, you know, a risk of hemorrhagic stroke, et cetera, but it's rare. You know, we found that there's more help than risk, benefit than risk to these aspirin a days. But you know, you all need, and also take a look at some of your combo medications. Many of you, like some of you say, Dahlia, my liver's fine. I don't really take Tylenol. I go, did you take a Tylenol PM to sleep? Oh, yeah, I did. You know, many people don't realize their sleeping aid could actually have some of these medications in it. Talk to your doctor. Show the doctor. All right. When we come back, still more on the strike and some of your comments on them. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we do have an Android app that you could download. It's free. Go to my website and download it. Or you could go to your Android store. iPhone app is hopefully on its way soon. I'll let you know as soon as we get the latest and the greatest. For those of you that usually tune in over the internet temporarily, you're going to be listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show on demand on my website as we fix the internet aspect of the show. I've been getting emails from you saying, where have I been the past couple days? I'm here. I am doing the show through Genesis Communications Network. God bless them. Great network. But I am doing the show live now mornings, 9 to noon. For those of you that cannot pick us up on the internet feed, go to my on demand. But I promise you we're going to get the internet issue fixed soon so y'all could be back to listening and grooving and dancing and doing the hand wave and right doing the wave. Right? Lighten your lighters, whatever you do during the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So this is day two as Chicago teachers strike. From what I understand, what parents had to do is the Play at the Park program today, where I think there were police force there at the park to kind of protect the children. Supposed to be a convenient place for children to go and safe temporarily. So we got kids, I guess, in the park. Thank heavens it's not during the winter. I don't know if they're starting to get cooler weather out there. But from what we understand, kids right now are either hanging out at the park or they're hanging out with the parents rather than being at school. And this is day two of the Chicago teacher strike. Now, when we were talking about this yesterday, many of you had called in with some comments when you listened to the show delayed. Let's just play a couple of them. Let's go ahead, Don. You can play one of them first.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm listening to you from Texas, and I disagree with your idea of your analogy comparing doctors practicing medicine with teachers. My solution is simple. Going to school is a privilege after a certain age where the law requires you to be there. Weed out the bad students instead of the teachers. In the case of medicine, only take private pay and private insurance patients instead of getting strapped by Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm Clifford in Texas. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Clifford. Here's the thing. Where I was going yesterday with this is the reason why the strike could not occur. The reason why the teachers on Sunday night couldn't reach an agreement with the school officials is because not so much of the pay was on how they would get penalized or fired based on students' ability to learn. And this is where it's tricky because, you know, I'm very pro-teacher. I love teachers. I don't want to upset any teachers by just because I have issues with strikes and why I think striking now in the beginning of the school year is absolutely ridiculous. But my issue with that is the schools, education department are under a lot of heat to have these students learn, pass, etc. And from what I understand, they're going to be using the standardized test to see if these kids pass or not. And if they don't, it could reflect on the teachers, and the teachers are upset. Now, they've got a point. You know, I mean, what makes a good teacher? There's a lot of things that make a good teacher, and you really can't rate the teacher on the standardized test. But the problem is if you are a good teacher, if you are a good teacher and you could get through to these kids, you could probably get them to pass. And if you have a kid that doesn't want to pass, doesn't want to work, well, then that kid leaves the school. Get them out of the pool of kids. You see what I mean? Or put them into a class where they get extra special instruction, etc. And so I guess the issue was these teachers are striking because of not so much of the salary or some part of it was the benefits, but they didn't like how they would be gleaned out. And as far as I'm concerned, every job should have some sort of guidelines on how to keep your job or not. And so what I said yesterday is if you don't think you could teach a kid of 2012 who has their iPhone and their cell phone and listens to YouTube and is in love with Justin Bieber and doesn't have two parents in the home that can, you know, discipline them if you send a naughty note home, then you either need to learn how to be a teacher of the of 2012 or whatever, or leave, but don't strike and expect that society is going to conform. Yeah, we have a huge problem with the kids of today. Absolutely. But right now, our educational systems needs teachers who know how to teach it because these kids aren't going to change. The electronics aren't going to change. Their attitudes aren't going to change. If we don't have parents stepping in, you can't be these kids' parents. Your hands are tied also with liability. So the teachers we need right now are teachers that could deal with the 2012 kid. And yes, the educational department is going to want a means of how to glean out teachers that aren't going to be able to get this done. If there's a teacher that could get this done, if there's two teachers that could get the job done, that means there's a way for the job to get done. And again, I feel bad for teachers. Nobody wants to think they could lose their job. But unfortunately, unions aren't supposed to protect you from never being fired or disciplined. I mean, I know if you're a part of a union, you definitely want to use it to your advantage. But, there's going to have to be provisions in there for them to be able to replace you. And to strike and have these kids running around a park or running around God knows where because you want to make sure you don't get fired if you can't get these kids to take their tests and do what they need to, it seems a little ridiculous to me. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, maybe medical care and medical insurance wouldn't be so high if it wasn't for the exorbitant rates that hospitals and doctors charge for their services. That would really help lower medical care so everybody could afford it.
Thank you. We're going to talk about that probably in the next hour. When we were talking about Obamacare, we'll probably talk about that in the next hour. And thank you for your call. Do we have any more? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
One of my questions for Dr. Dolly was, did she realize that the teachers are getting $71,000 plus mm-hmm. 3 months off for the summer, plus holidays off, plus a pension plan, plus medical? So they're probably making more like $100,000. So they really should get their act together and realize that that is a lot of money to pay a teacher without a master's degree for that. The other thing I'd like to say is we don't have to choose Obamacare. We're the United States. And we should be able to have better health care for our patients, and I'm a doctor too, than President Obama's willing to give us. We shouldn't condone to such stupidity in the greatest nation in the world. Goodbye.
Oh, amen, sister, to that. My God, I love your comments. I could play your comments all day long on this show. Amen to that. Doctors right now that I was discussing yesterday are going to have to learn how to practice medicine under the confines of Obamacare. Yes, we wish it would be repealed, but unfortunately, the practicality is there where we're going to have to save costs. We're going to have to order less tests, and we're probably going to have to second-guess ourselves. What I discussed yesterday is if you don't think you could do the medicine that you were trained to do, that you want to do, in the new way that medicine is going to be unfortunately forced upon us, I said, no wonder you want to leave. I don't blame you. It's extremely frustrating to be trained to do things a certain way and then have the government come in telling the teacher how to teach, telling the doctor how to perform medicine and how to treat. But again, doctors striking is not something I'm a fan of. The doctors tried to strike years ago. I think they wanted to close down the trauma center years ago in the city I live in Las Vegas. And I was kind of scared by that because it's the patients that get hurt. Hospital saves money. Insurance companies save money. When doctors strike, they save money because it's unpaid. I think the teachers get paid when they strike, don't they? But when doctors strike, nobody gets paid. So they save a lot of money. But who's getting hurt? The patient. So I am not a fan of striking by any means. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.